generation, and Noah walked with God. You like that? You want to be like Noah? And then another brother or sister said he liked this person. Let's open our Bible to the book of Job. Book of Job. Job 1:1 says here, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Perfect and upright. You like to be Job? Then another person said, I like this person, a Bible character. I admire him. Let's see why he admired this person. Let's see. In the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 4. Maybe you remember this, okay? Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. You like Daniel too? Yes. And I remember this. Somebody said this. Let's see, open our Bible in Matthew 20, 27 and 28. Matthew 20. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. You remember who said this? He likes this person. She kind of said this. I like Jesus. I admire him most. But Martin said, oh, that's an exception. We know already it was Jesus. Everybody admires Jesus. But that's the truth. Now, let's open our Bible to Philippians 2:8. Let's see what is being said in Philippians 2:8. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. So that's also Jesus. That's the description of Jesus. And now, as we have our Sabbath school program earlier, Brother Andrew Villarreal and their personal growth, it's about obeying the words of God, obeying His commandments. And that He sets the table for our discussion for the message today. Thank you very much for that. Now, I'd like to read. Brother Angel and Brett are our key texts for today. Open your Bible in Joshua. Chapter 1. Verse verses 7, 8, and 9. Okay. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. It's not only for the pathfinders, it's only for me, for everybody. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Is that nice? Verse 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So do we have still that fear? Do we have to be afraid of what's in the future, of what's in today? Open our Bible in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2. Okay. Chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Only for pathfinders, for everybody, my son, of course including the daughters. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest out thy voice for understanding. So remember this, so that thou incline, so you hear the commandments, obey the commandments, follow the commandments. So say here, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. Not only listening or hearing, understanding, I know that already, but in the following part, or second part of the verse, say that, and apply thine heart. So we need to apply. So most of us did discuss something in the Sabbath school, not only in our heart, but our heart is very far from Jesus, from the Lord. So that's why we need to understand and to apply the law, the words of God. Next, I'd like to read a quotation from Gospel Workers, page 212. There are three paragraphs, so we have to read one at a time. Okay. My brethren in the ministry, open your doors to young men who are exposed to temptation. Come near to them by personal effort. Evil invites them on every hand. Seek to interest them in that which will help them to live the high life. Do not hold yourself aloof from them. Bring them to your fireside. Invite them to join you around the family altar. Let us remember the claim of God upon us to make the path of heaven bright and attractive. We know that nowadays there's a lack of temptation. Not only because of the gadgets, computer, everything. So that says there, come near to them by personal effort. Yeah. Not only have to wait that the church would have a program to do something. If it is not approved by the board, you have to do it. But says here, come near to them by personal effort. You have to do something. If you have a witness or see somebody is erring, you have to do something about that. Says there, come near to them by personal effort. Evil invites them on every hand, seek to interest them, in which that will help them to live a higher life. Do not hold yourself aloof from them. Sometimes you see these kids are running around, and they are very rowdy and noisy, and you start to dislike them. So you put some demarcation. You become aloof. So that's why you don't have to do that. Do not hold yourself aloof from them. Bring them to your fireside. Bring them to your heart. Bring them to your home. Of course, your children and some other people who need it as well. Around your family archive. Let us remember the claim of God upon us to make the path of heaven bright and attractive. So there's a story of this little boy who was very mischievous, very noisy. You may say very wild. The behavior is very erratic. And when you see him, he's very noisy, and he will say, keep quiet. Even a second, he will not keep quiet. But one time, I saw this young kid in their house. He's cleaning and helping his brother. That would be nice. And then one time, I saw an old lady, an old woman, walking on the front, and accidentally there's a small hole in the grass. And this woman fell down. Then he has his handbag, and then all the food, all the things fell down. This young boy was there playing, very noisy, very rugged, doesn't care. He saw this woman. So all the boys are playing, all the girls are playing. Nobody helped this old lady. But this guy was very mischievous and wild. He went there and helped the woman and picked up all the things and gave it to the woman. So we don't know what's wrong with this kid. So we have to know, of course, the nature. What's wrong? How could we help them? Sometimes it happens like that. So we have to understand. And sometimes we are easy to judge. And we could not judge, of course, this young kid. Another story of a young kid in the school. He went to school. He's schooling. Maybe a fifth grader or fourth grader. His name was Bruno. And in the school, every lunch time, one lunch is missing. Somebody is stealing it. So they have reported to the security. The security is a former police. So that's why I said, oh, I want to know who's this kid doing this stealing. Every lunch time, somebody's stealing. He went to the restroom and checked. Maybe they're talking, they're discussing something, and I would know it. But he was not able to see that. And then he suspect, because this young kid is always, summertime, is always wearing the jacket. Maybe this guy is stealing the lunch. Who is missing one lunch every day. And so he decided to follow the kids after the class, or 3 o'clock. The kid's going home, and then the security of the school following him. Then opened the gate, and his brother asked him, Bruno, what do you have today? And he opened his jacket and gave the lunch to his brother and sisters waiting for him because they don't have lunch yet at the time. And so the security of the school was amazed, almost tears in his eyes, but he didn't condemn, but of course we have to follow the rules. We don't have to say that it's okay that you have to steal the lunch. But we have to understand the need, why the kid is stealing. And they found out the mother and the father was laid off on their child. So the same thing, it happens in our church. Sometimes, why these people are not attending the church? We don't know the problem. Why you are late? Why not they are coming now to the church? We don't know. So we have to find out. The same thing with other kids. Some kids are very noisy and very rowdy. Some kids are very silent and quiet, are not paying attention. They do have some problems. So we have to understand. And we have to apply what the words of God and the spirit of prophecy is telling us. Sometimes we just say, I mind my own business. I don't want to step the right of others. So you would just walk. Walk and walk like that until you touch the nose of the other person behind you. Sometimes that would be our principles. I don't mind that. This is not my son. This is not my child. So I have to worry. But we are a corporate church. We are a congregation. Next paragraph. We should educate the youth to help the youth. And as they seek to do this, they will gain an experience that will qualify them to become consecrated workers in a larger sphere. Thousands of hearts can be reached in the most simple, humble way. The most intellectual, those who are looked upon and praised the world's most gifted men and women, are often repressed by the simple words that flow from the heart of one who loves God. The true, honest words of a son or a daughter of God is spoken in natural simplicity will open the door to hearts that have long been locked. So now we have the TLC. We just inducted the TLC. And in the Sabbath School Council, we assigned the TLT also, the Teen Leadership Training, to lead and to teach these young people. So that's why we have this problem nowadays of generation gap. Brother George would serve when he would be teaching. Some pathfinders are not listening or paying attention. Maybe they do not understand. Same thing with me, when I talk to them, sometimes they would just laugh, and I don't know. Why? Because my pronunciation is, there's something wrong. They don't understand. So, at this time, we could say there would be a generation gap. We have what we call the pre-baby boomers. Who are the pre-baby boomers here? In the 1940s, we have the baby boomers. And they're now retiring. Then we have the baby busters, 1970s to 1999. Who are those here? You are the baby busters. 2000 to present and on. They are the millennia. During those times, and even this time, there will be for example, like the guitar, some other people, even the big guitar in the church. Even those times, they are not allowed, some of our churches. But this is it, we cannot use the guitar. But now some other churches, in our movement, Seventh-day Adventists, they have the guitar. Some other churches, they have now what? The drum. Right? Before, but it depends from their from church to church or from union to union. Okay. Next paragraph. Invitation from Gospel Workers 2:12. From a child, Timothy knew the scriptures, and this knowledge was a safeguard to him against evil influences surrounding him and the temptation to choose pleasure and selfish gratification before duty. Such a safeguard all our children need, and it should be a part of the work of parents and of Christ ambassadors to see that the children are properly instructed in the Word of God. So we could find this. You would like to read. Some other people memorize this. 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So that's why Timothy was brought up by his grandmother and mother, Eunice and Lois. The father is a Greek, non-believer, but the mother and the grandmother is united in rearing Timothy. So that's why Timothy became the son of God in faith. So as you can read here, from a child Timothy knew the scriptures, and his knowledge was a safeguard to him against evil influences surrounding him, temptation. If we will not have a daily worship, morning devotional, we don't have a Sabbath school, what would happen to these kids? Do you think they would have the knowledge and wisdom about the words of God? That will be what? Help them against the influences of evil. So it is very important. We have our daily devotion. We have the morning watch. It's not only a recitation. It's not only a memorization. But we have to experience it. Okay? It says there, and the temptation to choose pleasure and selfish gratification before our children. What is that? So, sometimes we will have a Laker game. What did it say? Pacquiao. See? Football game. And sometimes you say, oh, I just want to see the score. Friday night. I just want to see. I want to know. So we have to overcome that. So it says here, because of what? Our selfish gratification before duty. If we have a worship, we have to delay because of that. We have to do this because of that. We have to postpone. We have to cancel. Why? Because of our selfish gratification before our duty. And then in the following stage is the part of the work of parents and Christ ambassadors. Parents, and of course some other members of the church. We are all ambassadors of Christ. So it's not all parents' duties, of course. But parents could learn from their children as well. Sometimes, do you teach our children values and virtues? And sometimes you learn from our kids our values and virtues as well. Like the story of Philemon. Do you know the story of Philemon? It was discussed here already. It was preached already here. Philemon was an elder. And his slave was Onesimus, right? And then he went to Rome. He escaped from his what? Master, Philemon. Maybe he stole some money. And then happened to see Paul in Rome while in house arrest. And then Paul teaches him. Paul learned from him. Onesimus learned from Paul and accepted the gospel. What is the gospel? Good news, that's right. Great news. And Onesimus accepted the gospel of God. Paul wanted him to stay with him. He needs it for Aaron. He needs it for everything he wants to do. Because he's in house arrest. He's now a slave. A slave or a better slave. Before his name is what? Onesimus means what? Disappointment. What is his name before? Disadvantage. Unuseful. Now after he accepted the gospel, His name was changed. The meaning of his name is changed. Profitable, advantage, and useful. And that's why Paul wrote a letter to Philemon in Colossus. He wanted to keep, but he did not ask permission to keep Philemon. So he gave the letter, which gave the letter to Tychicus. And Tychicus wrote the letter with Onesimus going back to Colossus, bringing them the letter, and here's what? The slave before Onesimus. November 6, went to La Sierra University. We have the TLT with me. And of course, we have a lot of fun over there. And after our continental breakfast, I saw in the middle a statue. I said, oh, this is a statue. It's like in Loma Linda. That's like, let's guess what's there. They tried to figure out what's the figure statue. I said, in Loma Linda, I remember it's what? The Good Samaritan. And then one of the guilty said, oh, we have also in Andrews University when we went there. Oh, those are the pioneers. I said, let's go, let's see. What's the statue all about? And we tried to wonder, there's a door. Okay. Well, maybe this is Jesus Christ. No, it's not Jesus Christ. The other one is silly. The other one is behind the door, looks like angry like that. And then, one by one saying, oh, that's the prodigal son. That's the story of the prodigal son. And the father is taking off his clothes like that, or like this, and trying to give to the prodigal son who is kneeling. You know, the prodigal son, you know the story of the prodigal son, as he remembers the, in this wine, working this wine, and said, I have to memorize, I have to go back to my father and try to memorize what he would say to his father because he get all his portion of his inheritance and it's all gone now and he wants to go back, my father's rich, my father, all these things. And I'm here eating with this wine. I have to go back to my father. And he tries to memorize what he would say because he made a big mistake, a major, major mistake. So he went back and fell down. And the father, even the son, the dialogue that he's about to say, he didn't even finish saying it, and the father welcomes him. The same thing with us. Some of our members are gone. Some of members would be having troubles in their life. We don't know, so we cannot judge. So we have to understand the situation. When somebody's late, when somebody's not attending, we have to do something, but we should not be judgmental. Now, ready is ready and everything. Now let's do the appeal. The appeal could be found in Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. This is the appeal for us today. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence is steadfast unto the end. I hope and pray that we will be able to obey the laws, the commandments, and the words of God.
Amen.